Test 3. Listen carefully to the conversations in short passages and choose the best answer to each of the questions. 1. You should get up early every morning and exercise for half an hour.
I don't think I can. I stay up late every night studying.
Question. What is the woman? 2.
I'm going to see the doctor. It's 4:45 now, so I expect to be back by 6 o'clock.
You'd better hurry. The doctor's office closes in 15 minutes. Question. At what time will the doctor's office close? 3. I can't seem to find Park Street on the map.
Why not ask someone where it is?
Question. What does the woman mean? 4.
The leaves on the trees have turned red and yellow.
Yeah, before long, there will be snow on the ground. Question. What time of year is it? 5.
I like these chairs. How much are they?
They are $60 each, or $100 for the pair. Question. How much does one chair cost? 6. I'd like the fried fish, please. And my wife would like the fried chicken.
Certainly, sir.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place? 7.
Have you ever seen a rocket ship?
Only on TV. Question. What does the man mean? 8.
I'm so tired today that I will hardly be able to stay up late tonight.
Just leave the work to me. Question. What does the man offer to do? 9. I ran 10 miles last week.
Is that all? You should be running twice that much if you want to be ready for the race next month.
Question. How many miles does the woman think the man should run in a week? 10. Nancy, why were you late today?
I overslept and missed the bus.
Question. Why was Nancy late? Passage 1.
Miss Richards was a teacher at a school for boys and girls. She taught chemistry and physics from the lowest to the highest in the school. Sometimes, the new classes learnt rapidly. But sometimes they were very slow. And then Miss Richards had to repeat the things many times. One year, the first class had been studying chemistry for several weeks when Miss Richards suddenly asked, "What is water? Who knows? Hands up." There was silence for a few seconds, and Miss Richards felt sad. But then one boy raised his hand. "Yes, Dick," said Miss Richards, encouragingly. He was not one of the brightest students in the class. so she was glad that this boy could answer. Water is a liquid which has no color until you wash your hands in it. Then it turns black, the boy replied with great confidence.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. Who was Miss Richards? 12. When did the story take place? 13. How did Miss Richards feel before Dick answered her question? Passage 2.
Once upon a time, the animals of the forest came together to see who was the most beautiful. All the animals were happy and excited. However, the snake was very sad because she knew she was ugly. The cock was very kind to her. He lent the snake his crown. She put it on her head and felt very happy. The snake told the cock she would return him the crown early the next morning. The snake glided along proudly like a queen. She wanted to show off her beautiful crown. The animals said she was the most beautiful. The snake did not see the large pool of water in front of her. She fell into the pool and dropped the crown. She searched for the crown, but could not find it. She was afraid and did not want to tell the cock. The next morning, the cock got up very early and waited for the snake. She did not appear. The cock called for her time and again. Still, the snake did not come. To this day, the cock still gets up early each morning and crows, "Cock-a-doodle-doo." He is saying, "Where are you?"
Questions 14 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. Why did the animals come together? 15. What did the cock lend the snake? 16. When would the snake give the cock the crown? 17. Where did the snake drop the crown? 18. Why was the snake afraid to tell the cock about the crown? Passage 3. Listen to passage 3 and fill in the blanks.
What makes us human? How do we become individuals? How do we learn to live with other human beings? The process of learning to live in society is called socialization, which begins when a person is born. It lasts as long as people live. In the early 1940s, a 6-year-old girl was studied by sociologists. Her name was Isabel, and she couldn't speak. The only sounds she could make were animal-like noises. But there wasn't anything physically wrong with Isabel. She was a completely normal little girl. but Isabel had been raised alone by her mother, and her mother could not hear or speak. Isabel's mother kept her isolated in a room. She kept Isabel alone, away from people. Isabel had never heard anyone talk. She never learned to talk herself.